you have your own Bible, you can read your own Bible. If not, you can raise your hand and usher will bring your Bible, the church Bible to you.
好，我们今天呢，因为经文比较长，所以我们坐着，但是我们心里恭敬，我们齐声的来读今天的经文，好吗？
Okay, let's all read together.
好，预备，请。
Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and
这福音你们也领受，又靠着主站立得住，并且若不是突然相信，
hold firmly to the word I preached to you,
就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬了；又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，
并且显
给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。后来一时写给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了。以后写给雅各看，再写给众使徒看，末了也写给我看，如同我到末道产期而生的人一般。我原是使徒中最小的，不被称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，
And his grace to me was not without effect.
No,
I work harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was in me. Whether than I, it was I,
or they,
this is what we preach, this is what you
believed. 今天是复活节，我们大家都知道，所以在这里呢，祝大家复活节快乐。
So today is Easter and Happy Easter.
这么我看他不大快乐啊。对你的旁边微笑哈，复活节快乐好吗
？Happy Easter，
复活节快乐哈。那今天呢，不但是美国，在全世界各地有超过20亿的人都在庆祝基督的复活。
So every year we celebrate Easter not only in America but all over the globe, which has 20 billion people,
or also
two billion people.
More than 2 billion.
More than 2 billion people all celebrated the birth of the resurrection of our Jesus.
好，尤其在美国，你知道美国教堂的在今天的停车场几乎都满了，在各地都一样。
Especially in America, many churches have Easter service and the parking lots all packed.
因为一年只来几次报道的，有时来两次的，就都出现了。一个是复活节，一个是圣诞节，这些美国人这些都出现了。
So many people only go to church a few times a year, and Easter and Christmas is two of the most important ones.
但华人教会呢，我看了好多的华人教会，其实影响不大。
But it doesn't affect our Chinese church as much.
但我们也非常的高兴，欢迎那些偶尔来教会，至少复活节可以吸引这些人来，这是一件好事啊。
So of course, we welcome those occasionally who come worship with us. Easter can bring more people to church.
所以我们应该要作为基督徒的，我们更应该要更重要是要反思，来思考说怎么样能够长期的来留住这些人，而不是让他们只是偶尔来一下而已。
So as Christians, we need to think how to make those occasional visitors into regular churchgoers.
甚至我们还责备他们说，哇，这些人不知感恩啊，不懂珍惜，不能委身啊，来几次然后受完敬就不见了啊，而是我们要自己来反省到底我们出了什么问题，是不是呢？
Instead of blaming them as ungrateful and don't cherish and unwilling to accept and then just took off after baptismBut we need to reflect on ourselves.
所以当我们去反思，当我们去找到一些问题的时候，这些人就能够持续的、继续来教会，让他们这些人的生命能够继续的改变，这不是很好吗？
So we need to figure something out to help those people continue coming to our church and change their spiritual life to experience the new birth.
于是他们就能够找到他们的这个经历重生，可以找到他们人生的方向，得到生命的喜乐与满足，而愿意一生委身于主，那不是很好吗？
So their life will be changed to find the true joy of their lives and become follower of Jesus Christ all their lives.
所以每一年到这时候，我想我们在重复庆祝复活节的时候，我们应该作为基督徒应该来思考，来反省我们自己到底怎么样。难道复活节只是一个宗教的庆祝活动吗？
So every year as we celebrate Easter, we also need to examine ourselves. To us, is Easter only a religious activity celebration?
复活节对于我们而言有什么重要的意义呢？
Are there any important meanings to us?
有没有什么
可以来提醒我们的，特别我们刚刚读完今天的经文，我们应该来反思到底基督复活跟我有什么直接的关系。
So we need to think about what has the resurrection of Jesus has anything to do with us.
好，有三方面跟大家来分享。
And there are three factors I want to discuss with you.
好，我们一起来反思这三方面对我们来讲是何等重要。
That's all reflect on ourselves and see how important this is.
第一个，基督复活必须是福音的主要内容。
So the first, the resurrection of Jesus Christ must be the main contents of the gospel.
我们当中有一些人的眼睛很厉害，我们大声音来读，如果你眼睛看得清楚的话，如果你老花眼，我不怪你，如果你眼睛好，我们大声来读，好不好？预备。
So if you can see, please read with us.
好，预备，请。好，我发现你们好可爱啊！我说我们一起大声读的时候，很多人就算他有老花眼，他也读得很大声，但是呢，越来越小声了，因为他也必须要接受这个事实。保罗他在一开始便阐述了他向哥林多教会所传的福音内容。
So Paul simply pointed out the church in Corinth what the gospel is.
那福音是什么呢？
What is the gospel?
我们都知道福音就是好消息。
So we all say gospel is a good news.
那但是呢，许多的好消息其实并不是福音啊。
But many good news are not necessarily gospel.
因为它不能够持久，它的影响又有限。原本以为是好消息，但事实上并不一定是如此的。
So because the good news don't last and have limited effect. After a while, good news simply become news.
例如来说，有人准备要结婚了，哇，这对他来讲是一个大好消息。但是结婚之后才发现，哦，原来这是坏消息。
For example, some people is getting married. To him, it's a wonderful news. But after the wedding, he realized it's not that wonderful.
哎，怎么有人笑那么大声啊？是你们有经验还是？好，那又例如有人有这个高级餐厅呢，免费招待你，随你吃一个月，这是大好消息啊！高级餐馆、餐厅，随你吃一个月。
And also for another example, if there's some very good restaurant offer you a free meal for a whole month.
但是你发现你每天大吃大喝一个月之后，发现什么都出来了，什么高三高五高都出来了。
But every day, you overeat.And it costs you a lot of physical problems.
所以原本以为是好消息，结果呢，就变成什么？坏消息。
So good news turn into bad news.
所保罗所传的福音呢，它乃是真正的好消息。
So Paul's gospel is a true good news.
所以保罗能够让这福音让哥林多教会领受，又靠着站立得住，我们刚所读的，能以持久，最终得救。
So it was received by the church in Corinth, and it's reliable, steadfast, and it can save you at the end.
所以我们要去理解，去应当去了解，说到底保罗所传福音的内容是什么？怎么是好消息呢？
So we need to understand the contents of his gospel, the focal point of his gospel. Why is it good news?
原来保罗所传的，他的中心都是环绕在基督复活。
So the focal point of his gospel is the resurrection of Jesus.
那今天你所传的福音是什么？是关于基督复活吗？我们需要来反思。
So today you tell people about the good news. What does it involve?
在今天许多的世代，在今天的世代当中，许多的教会为了吸引人来到教堂，让人潮很满，所以就擅自更改福音的内容。
So think about what is happening nowadays. In order to attract more people, some churches change the gospel.
他们光讲一些人喜欢听的一些好话，结果呢，便误导人，以为信了耶稣之后呢，就能百病不侵，一帆风顺，心想事成。
So they telling people what they want to hear misled many and mistakenly let them believe that they will be invincible, prosperous, and successful.
但事实上并不是如此的。 倘若基督复活并不是我们所传的福音内容，这样我们所传的福音还不能够被称为全备的福音或是完整的福音。
So if you do not include the resurrection of Jesus, the good news we preach is incomplete.
我们虽然是因信得救而不是靠行为，但是真正的相信不光是有听见、接受福音停留在理智上的同意而已，也必须要有回应福音的责任。
So however, we were saved through faith, not by work. But the true belief does not stop at hearing and learn and accepting mentally, but it should have impact.
所以当保罗说，他说你们这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信能以持守我所传给你们，就必因这福音得救。
So that's why Paul said, the gospel I preached to you, which you received and which you have taken your stand, but this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you.
他其中提到突然相信、这四个字乃是指若将福音的内容擅自更改，剔除其中重要的环节，那就会使信心失去了功效。
So here he said hold firmly means that we cannot change or omit any contents of the gospel, otherwise our faith will not have any effect.
在文法上，它整句呢是假定式否定语气，也就是说，倘若你们没有更动信仰的内容的话，接下来若还能够持守所传给你们的，这样的话，这个持守就是指牢牢的记住。所以全句的意思就是说，保罗将所传给他们的全备真理牢牢的守住，然后最后才会必因这福音得救。
Okay, here Paul used a simple past tense with a hypothetical condition and its probable result, which means if you don't change the gospel, hold firm to the word I preach to you. Hold firm means guard it tightly. So the whole sentence means if youHold firm what I preach to you, and then you will be saved.
今天呢，我们知道时代在进步，每件事物都在更新。
So we know that we're living in a different time. Everything is changing.
有人这样开玩笑，他说：“现在的手机，你如果能够用超过五年而不换的人，都可以列入这个稀有动物保护了。”哈。
So some people jokingly say that if you can hold on to your cell phone for more than 5 years, you will be listed as endangered species.
我们多少当中有多少稀有保护这个列入？
So、
有还真的有。
belongs to this group.
我们说说，任何一本畅销书都有它的更新版本，所以以为说圣经也要配合这时代的需要，要是随时更改的、
So many best-selling books have its own newly revised version. So Bible needs to keep up with the changes and needs to meet the current time period.
但是如果你有这种想法，你就错了，因为真理是永不改变的。
But if you have such thought, you're wrong because truth never changes.
那可惜的是，今天呢，我们看见时代不断的改变，社会道德伦理价值观也不断的在改变。
But since time is changing and people's value, view, and virtues are constantly changing too.
我们看见最近几年许多基督教的、一些的教派也在改变他们几百年来所坚持的传统教义，开始认可支持同性恋，甚至案例同性恋的牧师，有一些教不是说啊，少数有一些的这个结果，造成许多坚持真理的教会呢，为了跟他们划清界限而造成分裂。
So sadly, in recent years, we saw many churches change their belief system, accepting homosexuality, and even some churches establish homosexual pastors. It caused many Christians who hold on the truth firmly to split off.
幸好我们也看见大多数的这些传统教会的领袖勇敢地站出来，联署签名指责这些擅自更改基督教教义的教会。他们若不悔改，重新归向上帝的心意，将来在审判台前将会被神所弃绝。
So luckily, we saw many brave church leaders stand out signing petitions to ask those churches to repent. Otherwise, they will be judged before the throne of judgment.
那这些敢说的，包括我们浸信会也在这当中。
And then those leaders, including our Baptist church leaders.
好，那今天我们应当得到提醒跟反思，那一些曾经领受福音的，又靠着站立得住的人，不要以为就有把握可以上天堂了。
So today we need to think again about those who have received the gospel, who have taken their stand. They still not have no guarantee to enter heaven.
除非他们能够在领受福音之后，还能够不去擅自更改福音的内容，并且能够持守真理到底的，这样的人最终才能够得救的。
So unless they hold firm to the gospel without changing anything till the end, they will be saved.
所以换一句话说，受浸或受洗并不是上天堂的保证。
So, in another word, being baptized is not the ticket to heaven.
因为得救上天堂如同是进窄门，要努力付代价，要能够领受福音，并且不去更改，要牢牢的守住，直到最后，这样才能够得救的。
Yeah, because the small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. It needs sacrifice and courage to receive the gospel. Hold firmly to the end without changing it.
不过对于非常看重理性、强调科学的人，他们要他们全盘接受福音的内容，尤其是关于基督复活的事、使人复活的事情，这些人觉得说，可能觉得说圣经当中某一些的教导，比如说伦理方面非常的认同，但是在在这个处人待人处事方面的原则也认为是精辟。不过他们认为圣经中所发生的神迹，他们就不能够完全认同，因为这不合乎科学。
So, but to those who stick to the realistic scientific view, it's not easy to persuade them to accept the whole gospel, especially the resurrection part. Those people may agree with the teaching of the virtues of the Bible and agree with the wisdom in handling situations, but when it's regards to all the miracles, they cannot fully accept.
尤其对于死人复活的事情，觉得是真是跟是不是荒谬啊？所以他们就为了让自己能够解释得通，他们认为说，哦，耶稣其实并没有死，只是暂时昏睡过去了。那后来醒了，身体被门徒偷走了，所以被误会成为是死里复活了。
So especially about the resurrection of the dead, they cannot accept, and even more because to them it's against the law of nature and it does not fit in the scientific explanation. So they came up with their own explanation, saying Jesus was not really dead; he was just passed out, and later he woke up, or his body was stolen or taken by the disciples. That's why people thought Jesus was risen from the dead.
许多自由派的神学家，他们就推崇这样的想法。但是我们知道这样的说法是不对的，也不应该是我们所传扬的。
So many people believe so, but to us, those explanations are incorrect. We should not spread such thought.
我们作为基督徒，当我们把福音传给别人，最重要的是我们要让基督复活成为福音的主要内容，否则我们就白传了，就白信了。
So as Christians, when we present the gospel, it's crucial for us to talk about the resurrection of Jesus. If not, the gospel loses power and our work is in vain.
昨天我们张医师他今天没有来，因为他这个外出。他昨天给我看一个短信，他的朋友是一个很久的基督徒，跟他传福音。他问他说，福音是什么？福音的内容是什么？
And yesterday, Dr. Chen talked to me. He received a text message.And from a friend asking, "What is the gospel?"
那张医师就回答，哎，就是传道在基督复活十字架。
So and then he replied about Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection.
就对方那个朋友呢，他已经信主好多年了。他说不是，是这个生命得到改变啊，上帝的祝福啊，这些东西哈。神迹奇事啊，等等。
But the other,
这就是好消息，这是福音。
But the friends, who has been a Christian for many years, and said, No, not so. I believe the good news is all the miracles and life-changing powers.
那对你来讲，什么是福音呢？
So to you, what is the good news?
可能你对你来讲，哦，这些神迹奇事，那些好事，啊，这些生命改变，这些对你来讲是福音。但是这不应该是整个福音的主要的内容。
So to you, maybe you like all the miracles, all the wonders, but that's not the center of the gospel.
为什么这么重要呢？因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Because why Jesus' resurrection is so important? Because it says, if Jesus is not being raised, your faith is futile, and you're still in sins.
并且他就说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们怎么仍在罪里？
So again, in verse 17 said, if Jesus had not been raised, your faith is futile and you're still in your sin.
因此我们所传的基督复活的福音，就是基督必须为我们死，并且必须为我们复活，否则我们仍在罪中，我们也死在罪中。
So the gospel we present must include Jesus died for our sins and was raised on the third day. Otherwise, we're still in our sins and will die to our sins.
好，第二，我们要来反省，基督复活的确是历史的真实事件。
And then the second one is the resurrection of Jesus is indeed a real historical event.
那在我们再一次哈，再同声的来读。
Okay, let's read together.
好，预备，请。许多民族都有一些的神话故事，包括中国有很多，也有很多的神话故事。
So many nations have their own fairy tales, including our Chinese.
例如说，我们说女娲补天，后羿射太阳等等。
So we have in our fairy tales, for example, 女娲 fixed the sky and 后羿 shut down the sun.
那因为不合乎科学，又无法考证，所以才叫做神话。
Since it cannot be scientifically proved.And that's why they were called fairy tales.
但是基督复活却不是神话。
But the resurrection of Jesus is different.
这并不是一个编造的故事，而是有历史证据的。
It's not a man-made story. It has its historical event, evidence.
主特意在这时向当时的那一些人显现，就是要让他们可以成为主的见证人。
So Jesus showed himself to many people after his resurrection is to make them eyewitnesses.
因为在当时的时代，无论是旧约或是新约，那个都是几千年前的。那时候的时代，他们很看重见证人。
So because at both Old and New Testament time, which is thousands years ago, and people rely on testimonies.
因为当时没有科技，没有那种指纹的鉴定啊，等等那些，所以呢，他们的见证人呢，在重要事件或是法律诉讼中，全凭着这个见证人的证词。
So at that time, since we don't have any DNA or fingerprinting, so although eyewitnesses, when it's about important events or about the law, the eyewitnesses become very important and reliable.
而且有时候一个见证人还不够，要需要两三个见证人才算数。
So sometimes you need two or more witnesses to be legalized.
因此我们可以理解耶稣刻意让许多人，刚刚我们所记载的、所读的有多少人呢？500人啊，至少有超过500人可以成为见证人。
So that's why Jesus showed himself to more than 500 people.
让他们可以来亲眼看见主耶稣的复活显现，使他们所传的见证能够成为一个真实的，而非虚构捏造出来的故事。
So let those people know that he has risen so that they can be his eyewitnesses to testify about his resurrection is truthful.
特别是在这种死人复活那种科学无法证实的事件上，这些见证人的作用就显得格外的重要。
So, when there is no scientific explanation, those eyewitnesses became undeniable evidences.
Yeah, 所以这些亲眼看见基督复活的人就成为无法推翻的铁证了。
So they become undeniable evidence.
那既然我们深信基督复活是一个无法推翻的铁证，那今天我们就要来反思。对于基督复活这种铁证如山的事实， 却一点都无动于衷的态度，那就不对了。
So since we believe the resurrection of Jesus is undeniable truth, it would be wrong if we behave indifferent about it.
倘若我们知道耶稣基督的复活是真实的，无法推诿的，因着过去的许多见证人的缘故，我们得以听见复活大能的福音，那这时候我们就不应该去辜负神对我们的托付。
So because of those witnesses in the past, we could hear the gospel, so we should not ignore God's commission to us.
也就是说，我们要一个实际的回应行动，去离弃罪恶，继续勇往直前，奔跑前面的道路，这才是神期待我们去做的。
So to us, we need to repent from our sins, move forward, and run towards the goal.
所以对我们来讲，对这个希伯来书十二章第一节这样说。
So that's why in Book of Hebrew 12:1 it says.
好，我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read together. For since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders, sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
换一句话说，因为无法推翻的铁证，使我们理智上的同意基督复活的事实，这样还不够的。要对于基督复活的事件有真实的回应的行动，所以这就是要从神得到力量，并且可以成为主的见证人，这才是我们作为基督徒所应当做的。
So because of all the evidences, it's not enough that we agree and believe mentally, but to respond to it by God's power to be God's witness, and what we as Christians should do.
所以使徒行传一章八节这样说，我们一起来读。
Okay, let's read Acts 1:8.
好，但圣灵降临。
Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
好，我们也来思想，到底我们对于基督复活，我们回应的行动是什么呢？
So let us reflect on ourselves. What is our response?
好，最后一个，基督复活要带出生命改变的见证。
So the third one is the resurrection of Christ must bring life-changing testimonies.
那我们一起来读最后九到十一节。
Let's read the verse 9-11 together.
请。保罗亲自经历基督复活的大能，而有生命的改变。
So Paul, after experiencing Jesus' resurrection power, his life was changed.
他谦卑地自称自己今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成就的。
And here he humbly said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and it is, and His grace to me was not without effect."
那保罗，我们都知道，他名字叫做扫罗。那为什么后来改名叫保罗呢？那个保罗就是微小的意思。
So Paul, we know he was originally called Saul, and later changed name to Paul. And Paul means small.
他过去的身份与地位，我们都知道，他是个人人称羡的何许人啊，何许人也。但是后来却蒙得神的恩，而成为非常谦卑的何等人。
So we all know when he was still Saul, he had a very high social status and was praised by many. But as Paul, by the grace of God, he humbly called himself, "I am what I am."
虽然保罗没有亲眼看见主的复活，他没有亲眼看见主的复活，不过他却在个人经历上蒙主亲自向他显现，用大光照他，然后这样瞎了眼，后来是他显现，来使他生命有极大的翻转。
However, Paul has never really an eyewitness of Lord's resurrection, but the Lord appeared to him. His life was changed.
你看，像保罗这样过去逼迫教会的人，后来却竟然成为一个谦卑、微小，甚至甘心被人逼迫的人， 这就是复活的主在保罗身上的改变。
Like Paul, who used to persecute the church and later on become a humble, persecuted servant of God, that is a fact of Jesus' resurrection power.
我们来想象今天我们所追求的，假如说啊，我们有这个双重国籍啊，特别是要美国的，再加上任何一个国家的国籍，再加上啊，有最高的学府，有最好的跟最好的教授啊来学习，然后再加上我们有在道德上从无指责啊，然后在社会的地位上是最非常的高的，到处受人尊敬等等这些，这不就是我们每天所追求的吗？
So think about what we're chasing after. Due citizenship, it has to be one of them, has to be American citizenship. And good education in prestigious colleges, and you know, being blameless, and everybody say good things about you. Is that we're chasing after those things?
但是保罗他拥有这一切，他却认为这些都是粪土，跟他所认为的至宝耶稣基督比起来，这些都成为粪土了。
But to Paul, all this, which he has obtained in the past, has become nothing.
这是因为生命改变所带出的结果。这样的改变的见证，并非只有保罗才有。
Those are life-changing testimonies, but it's not only for Paul.
门徒，耶稣的门徒，也同样经历耶稣复活的大能，而有脱胎换骨那种生命的改变。
But all the disciples have life-changing experiences.
例如你看彼得、约翰这两位耶稣的门徒，在耶稣复活以前，他们简直是像那种扶不起的阿斗啊。
So let's look at Peter and John before the resurrection of Jesus. They are really weak and not very brave.
你想想看，耶稣在被钉十字架之前，在客西马尼园那里祷告的时候，他只要他们这些门徒警醒。片时就是15分钟不要打瞌睡哈，连这样都做不到。
So let's think about in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they could not even stay awake to pray.
所以我们今天祷告哈，或者是你读圣经读到睡着了，你觉得安慰多了。
So you may feel comforted when you fall asleep reading your Bible.
可是这些耶稣所带出来的门徒，耶稣就要受定了，就要离开他们了，这些还是这样不争气呀。这叫主失望难过。
But Jesus knows he will be leaving them soon, and then they're still not fully matured.
那更不用说那个说大话了啊！我才不会离开你。结果鸡叫三次以后，他就以前啊就否认他的主，背叛他的主啊，那跟出卖主是同样的道理啊。
Not even mention that Peter said, you know, I will never leave you. I'll never desert you, but After Jesus was arrested, he denied the Lord 3 times.
你如果带出这样的学生，你会觉得很光荣吗
？So what you will think if your disciples are like that?
你都觉得很丢脸，是不是？可是他们之后耶稣复活了，他们的生命完全的翻转。
But we can see their lives were changed after Jesus has risen.
你看《使徒行传》4:13记载了他们的改变。
So in Acts 4:13 recorded their changes.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Let's read together. When they saw the courage of Peter and John, they realized they were unschooled and ordinary men, and they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
我们知道彼得他过去是一个贪生怕死的，耶稣被捕的时候连承认主的勇气都没有，但是后来他经历耶稣基督复活的大能之后，他对死亡毫不惧怕。
So we can see Peter was fearful for his life before, but after Jesus was taken by the soldiers, he denied him 3 times. But after he saw the Lord's resurrection, he became fearless, facing the cross.
甚至他在最后为主殉道的时候，他认为自己不配与主同样的钉在十字架上，所以要求他们把他倒钉十字架。
When he was going to be crucified, and he told the soldier that he was unworthy to be crucified in the same way that the Lord was, so he asked them to crucify him upside down.
我相信这如果没有基督大能复活的大能在他的身上，他是不可能办到的。
So I don't think by himself he could be able to do all these things.
所以今天我们需要反思， 倘若你听到基督复活的福音信主了，然而你的生命和以前仍然一样没有改变，那你就应该重新检视你所信的内容。
So today we need to examine ourselves. If you have heard about the resurrection of Jesus and believed it, but there is no change in your life, you need to examine the contents of your belief.
因为基督复活的大能必定会为你给你像这些使徒这些见证人一样，同样也经历一种生命改变的见证。
Because you should be empowered by the resurrection of Jesus and have life-changing testimony.
这种生命的改变的见证呢，不是去学来的，或者是刻意去伪装出来的，这是圣灵的工作。
So the life-changing testimony, you neither can learn from others nor can fake it, since it's the work of Holy Spirit, not by man's ability.
光凭着个人的努力去改变生命是做不到的，因为我们都是罪人。
We cannot change our lives based on our own ability because we're all sinners.
我们有罪性在我们里面在那里驱动，所以我们内心在那里交战，在我们里面有立志行善的这种本意，但是行出来的呢，却由不得我们。
Since we're all sinners struggling with sinful nature, battling with inner self, we decide to do good but cannot carry out.
所以我们真是苦啊，多么希望能够脱离这种取死的身体啊。
So we struggle and we eagerly want to get out of it.
但是圣经记载，我们没有停留在这样消极的困境软弱当中。
But the Bible didn't stop on our weakness and negativity.
反而呢是积极的得胜宣告，因为接下来说，感谢神，靠着主就能脱离了。
But proclaim.Victory, because it says, thanks be to God, by the grace of God, we are more than conquerors.
接下来圣经说如何脱离呢？圣经说，基督若在你们心里，我们一起来读好不好？预备，
okay,
来。
Let's read together. Yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
叫耶稣从死里复活的灵若住在你们里面。
He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you.
我们刚刚看见，这就是基督复活的大能，我们就需要这样的大能来改变我们的生命。
So that is the resurrection power, and we all need it to change our lives.
换句话说，我们今天听到福音，最大的福音，倒不是我们得到什么好处，外在的好处，而是我们内在生命的改变。
So the good news we heard is not we receive any good things from outside, but from within, our life is changed.
所以最后，当我们在庆祝基督复活，我们在思考，对我们而言，这不是应该一个只有一个庆祝活动而已。
So Easter to us is not only a celebration.
我们应该去反思基督复活对我们的生命到底有没有产生任何的影响？
But a self-reflection and see if it affects our lives.
你虽然很努力的在那里传福音，但是你所传的福音内容是什么呢？
So when you present the gospel, what are the contents?
你跟基督复活有关吗？
Does it have anything to do with Jesus' resurrection?
你当你与人谈论基督复活，你是否有十足的把握来作为你的信心的确据？有足够的证据来说服对方吗？
So when you talk to people about the resurrection, do you believe it? Will you be able to convince them?
当你经历基督复活，你的生命是否像过去这些见证人一样，有这种生命翻转的见证，来印证主的大能在你身上，而叫人信服呢？
So after you have experienced the resurrection power, do you have the testimony like those of the disciples to prove the power of God that was in you?
所以基督复活对我们每一个人来说实在太重要了。
So resurrection of Jesus is very, very important to every one of us.
你有思想基督复活对你真正的意义吗？
Have you ever meditated on it?
倘若你有，我相信你现在的生命一定是非常活泼、喜乐、充满盼望的。
If you have, I believe your life will be full of joy and hope.
倘若没有，我希望今天借着这个反思的机会， 让我们可以带着一个复活的盼望来迎接我们生命翻转的见证，让基督复活的大能亲自在你我身上来显现。
So if you haven't, I hope today's message will help you to realize it. And let us welcome the life-changing power of the risen Lord. Our future will be different. Our life will be abundant.
于是我们的未来将不再一样，我们将会拥有一个丰盛的人生。
So our future will not be the same.
有一首歌叫做《他活着》。
So there's a song called He Lives.
主活着，就是这首歌的创作背景，就是埃里克牧师，他有一次在领完一个布道聚会之后，突然间有一个犹太年轻人跑来问那个埃牧师。
So there is a story behind this song. As after Pastor Akeley sermon, a young Jewish man came to him and asked him a question.
他问这个牧师说，你们为什么要敬拜一个死去的犹太人呢？
So
指的是指耶稣。
So he asked Pastor Akeley, why do you worship a dead man, which is that means a Jesus?
那这位牧师呢，他就回答，他说，主耶稣并不是死了，因为他已经从死里复活，而且今日他仍然活着。
But Pastor Akeley said, Jesus, Lord Jesus is not dead. He has risen from the dead and he is living today.
他说，我可以给你许多的证明，基督今天仍然活，但是最实际的证明就是他活在我的心里。
He said, I can give you many proofs, but the best one is he lives in my heart.
以后呢，这位埃牧师就带领那个年轻人接受认识主，接受了主。
So later on, the young man accepted the faith.
但是埃牧师回家之后，在路上一直在思想一个问题，就是说我到底怎么样能够用最简便的方法，将基督复活这个福音的见证来见证世人呢？
But after he went back home, Pastor Akeley trying to figure out the simplest way to let people hear about Jesus' resurrection.
最后呢，他就得到一个灵感，他写出《主复活》这首诗歌，到今天这首歌仍深深影响许多人。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, he wrote this song called He Lives, and the song has touched many lives.
让我一起来回应，来唱这首《主活着》这首歌，好吗？
Let's all rise.
Okay, 来，我奉义为复活主，他今在世活着。